भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। I wanted to first of all greet all of you and then give our heartfelt appreciation to Mr. Shiv Kumar, who has been so kind to sponsor this feast for today's festival. Today I want to speak to you about an important question. This question arises in our life quite frequently. The question is, when should we accept something as being given by God, and we should just accept it and just tolerate the situation? And when should we not accept a situation but make our best effort to change it? Yes. Now, I think this little child is a little bit too restless for this question, so maybe the mother has to go and play with him in the children playing room. Yes. Hare Krishna. To answer this question, when to accept it and remain passive, and when to not accept a situation but make an effort to change it and be very active, I want to answer this question with a story from the Ramayana. Once Lord Rama went with Lakshman through the forest of Dandakaranya, and Lakshman was very upset. Oh, Rama, you are too passive. Ravan has just stolen Sita. We should go back to Ayodhya. We should raise an army and march towards Lanka and kill Ravan. You always say we should accept our situation in the forest, but I say we should make an effort to change it. So Rama said, Lakshman, this is a God-given situation. We cannot change it.
இது வந்து இறைவனால கொடுக்கப்பட்ட இந்த இந்த சந்தர்ப்ப சூழ்நிலை வந்து அவரால் ஏற்படப்பட்டது. அதனால வந்து நாங்கள் இதை மாற்ற நினைக்க கூடாது.
And our father has sent me to the forest. It's my dharma as a good son to obey his command.
என்னுடைய தகப்பனார் வந்து இந்த இந்த வனத்துக்கு அனுப்பியிருக்கின்றார் வந்து அப்ப நான் வந்து அவருடைய கட்டளையை நான் நிறைவேற்றணும் வந்து என்னுடைய பொறுப்பு என்னுடைய தர்மமும் கூட.
But when one's wife is stolen, said Lakshman, one should fight. But said Lakshman, if one's wife is stolen, one should fight. That is also dharmic. In Ayodhya, the army is waiting for you to take command. Oh, said Rama, you are becoming a little hot-headed, Lakshman. Let us take a bath. So they went into, they had arrived at a beautiful lake, and Ram went into the water, and Lakshman took the bow of Ram and just moved it into the earth like this, so that it stood erect. And then he followed his brother to swim in the lake. Lakshman was looking at Ram from the corner of his eyes. And he saw how his brother was floating on the water, just like the Almighty Mahavishnu who rests on Ananta Shesh. And Lakshman looked lovingly on Ram and said, I only want that he is nicely worshipped. He shouldn't be in the forest. His wife shouldn't be stolen by a demon. I just love him so much. I would follow whatever Ram says, but here I just feel I have to disagree. We can't tolerate this exile any longer. Now the most qualified Sita is stolen by a demon. We should go back to Ayodhya and mobilize the armies. After some time, Lord Ram went out of the lake and Lakshman followed him. Ram dried his beautiful body. It says, Lakshman, where's my bow? My bow, my danur. Lakshman gave him the bow. He just pulled it out of the earth like this, and then saw at the end of the bow there was blood. Immediately he jumped to take his bow. Was there a demon somewhere?
ராஜாஜி வெளியே வந்து அவருடைய வில்லை எடுத்து வில்லை ஏற்றினார் வந்து யாரும் அசுரர்கள் இங்கே இருப்பார்கள் என்று.
How did the pallad come on Rama's bow?
போய் யோசிச்சார், எப்படி வந்து ராமருடைய வில்லில் இந்த மாதிரி இரத்தம் எப்படி வந்தது, இப்ப என்ன காரணம் என்று யோசிச்சு கொண்டிருந்தார்.
Whose blood was it?
அது யாருடைய இரத்தமாக இருக்கும்?
Rama asked him, "Oh, Lakshman, we must have hurt someone."
அப்போ ராமர் கேட்டார், வந்து நாங்கள் யாரும் வந்ததை கேட்டீரா, உங்களுக்கு சத்தம் எதுவும் கேட்டதா?
Dig in the earth.
அப்போது அங்க நாங்கள் கிட்டுவோம் நாங்கள் நிலத்தை.
When Lakshman dug in the earth, he took a frog out who was bleeding.
அப்போது அங்கிருந்து எடுக்கும் போது ஆமை
Yes. The tavale was really badly hurt because when Lakshman had put Ram's bow in the earth, it was there in the earth and the bow came on the tavale. Ram said to the Tavali, Tavali, what is wrong with you? You always make noise, quack, quack, quack. But when the bow came, you just tolerated it. Why didn't you make a sound, your quack, quack sound? So the Tavale began to speak. My dear Lord Ram, when I'm in the mouth of the snake, I make my sound, quack, quack. And I call, Hey Ram, Hey Ram, save me. But when Rama comes with his bow, how can I say, Ram, save me? It's not possible. Ram now took the tavale in his own hand and placed it near to his heart. Tavale, do you want that I give you a new body? No, said the frog. There is only one thing which is better than dying by the hands of Ram. It is to die in the hands of Ram. I was a sinful Brahmana last life. And when I was cursed by a rishi, I begged him, please, please, forgive me. Can you arrange that I am meeting Ram? And the same rishi who cursed me blessed me that I would meet you.
அதே ரிஷிதான் எனக்கு வந்து அவர்தான் சாபம் கொடுத்தவரும் அவர்தான் எனக்கு எனக்கு நன்மை செய்தவரும் ஆவார்.
But now I will give up this sinful life in your hands. My life is so filthy.
உங்கள் கைகளில் நான் இருக்கின்றேன் வந்து அவருடைய ஆசீர்வாதத்தால்.
My dear devotees, this lesson of the Tavale is very important for our life in Zurich.
இது வந்து ஒரு நல்ல பாடமாக இருக்கும், எங்க வாழ்க்கைக்கும் ஒரு நல்ல பாடமாக இருக்கும் இந்த தவளையினுடைய கதை.
You know what is Maya?
உங்களுக்கு தெரியுமா மாயை என்ன என்று?
Not everyone. Maya means illusion. Maya makes us separated from God. And Maya puts calm in our heart. There's calm to try to enjoy the material life. But the more we try to enjoy, the more we become frustrated, because calm always brings krodha and other frustrations with him. So when we are in the mouth of the snake of Maya, we should chant Ram, 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 Krishna, Krishna. Yes, like the tavale. When the tavale is in the hands of the snake, oh, it makes so much sound. When you feel the poison of Maya, when your heart fills with material desires and illusions and anger, you must call, "Hey Krishna, hey Rama, save me." Don't be silent when you are Maya. Quack loud. And Krishna will come and save you. However, when there is an arrangement of Krishna or of Rama, something which he has willed and something he has arranged, we should accept. We should not struggle against Krishna, we should struggle against Maya. Like the frog, so nicely said, when I'm in the hands of the snake of Maya, then I want to escape. But when I'm in the hands of Ram, I should stay in the hands of Ram. So Ram took the tavale to his heart. And the tavale died and went back home, back to Ayodhya, into the kingdom of God. My spiritual master once has said that those who regularly call out the names of the Lord, that they are on a list, the list which Krishna keeps in his heart. Would you like to be on a list which the Lord keeps in his heart? Imagine how nice it is. Now you are on the list of the foreign office of the immigration office of Switzerland. And you may be on a calling list of your friends. But imagine you are on the list of God. How wonderful it would be. The Lord keeps a list of those who chant His holy names. I want to chant the holy name just for 2 minutes with you. Who can you look for a Madanga player? Yeah? Gaura Hari has arrived for the harmonium. I can also play a Madanga. I can play very beautifully. Oh, yes, come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Re Re Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. I want to thank you very much. I hope you have come a little bit closer to the question, to the answer to the question, when to accept something and be passive, and when not to accept something and become active. Whatever is done by Maya, we should not accept. And whatever is done by and willed by God, we should accept. Hare Krishna. It's very, very nice for me to come back here to Zurich and see your enthusiastic congregation of devotees and friends of Lord Krishna. In the Tamil Veda, the books of the Alvas, the Prabandhas, Krishna is glorified as the Supreme Lord. And by worshipping Krishna, you are following your glorious forefathers. Yesterday in Bern, I have also seen many Tamil devotees who had done many important contributions during the Ratha Yatra festival, like singing and organizing. So I request you to continue helping our temple as good as you can. Yes, and nicely expand the Sangha of our Tamil Bhaktas. I will now leave you. I wish you a wonderful rest of the program and a wonderful stay at our Krishna temple. But I leave you with one thought. Soon Jamashtami is coming. Krishna Jamashtami. What will be your present for Lord Krishna on his Jamashtami, on his appearance day? When someone who is dear to us has birthday, we have to give some present. What is your present for Krishna? I leave you with this thought. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.